Devils Productions presents The Great Deep.
Hello and welcome to episode number 33 of The Great Deep. My name is Ryan Calder, your host for the show, and this series runs parallel to the music of the Great Deep album. For those who don't know, we've doubled up on the Great Deep series as both podcast and vlogcast now, and it's a creative exploration of issues and ideas that dive a bit deeper into themes from the music. Well, this episode is dedicated to talking about the benefits of animation as a medium, which we'll get into in a minute. I'd like to share some thoughts around animation as a field of work, as well as some ideas around being an artist or creator of any sorts, which I think some folks who listen to this will find useful. So my childhood dream was, and has been, to become an animator. This is fraught with challenges. The first is the cost to study animation. Most schools and tertiary institutions offering the medium are pricey and independent. The promise at the end of taking out several mortgages is that you'll have an extensive network of contacts and will be able to find work easily. Great! So you get a job and start paying off the debt. This leads to the second problem. Animators don't get paid well. Compared to directors, the people who actually make the magic happen are dog's bodies, churning out whatever the director wants. The responsibility on the shoulders of an animator is not very substantial, and hence, neither is the pay. The third issue is directly involved with character animation, a type that's required for this vision of mine. Character animation is said to be, by far, the hardest type of animation in the business. For example, depicting a ball bouncing is a lot easier than depicting a person bouncing. And the list carries on. But let's stop there and allow me to talk about a few things that occupy my own mind in terms of the vision going forward. Animation to me is like being a magician. It's the illusion of making lines move. Over and above that, when it comes to animation, the only limit is your imagination. And as a child, I always understood the medium this way. It was all magical, fantastical, and utterly immersive. All the wonder of different worlds and characters and ideas were possible because some guy with a pen could make lines move. But what was even more powerful was that it united people. It drew folks together, young and old, diverse thinkers. The cues in movie theaters had the most eclectic lines outside animated films compared to any other genre. And I think that kind of anecdotal evidence is hugely informative. There's also this idea that animation is purely for kids. Well, I don't buy that completely, because every adult has a kid inside them. So here's the plan. I've always wanted to have a character projected onto a screen that interacts with me or a band during and between the songs of a live concert. So in other words, you perform live while an animated character chats to you. The hybrid world of recorded and live show incorporates a number of interesting dynamics that I feel are worth exploring in the showbiz world. Now, I've always wanted to create, animate, and form these characters on my own so that I can execute the idea as it is in my own head. But character animation is hard. I'll probably start the process and see how far I get, and perhaps a proper skilled animator will come to my rescue. That being said, there are two things that give me hope. The first is what Jack Conti calls working to publish. He reckons working to finish something in art is a farce, but working to publish art is more realistic. We should think of art in terms of publishing, not finishing. In other words, we need to fix our vocabulary problem and adjust our output. When we think of things that finish, he says, we think of meals, holidays, and sports matches. Publishing, on the other hand, is a style of working. The link to that video will be in the show notes. So the idea is basically this: put something together and put it out there for the world to see. So that's what I'm doing, and I've published a blog where you can see all the process as it is at the moment and get an idea of what's involved. But the second thing that gives me hope is that in doing this, I have faith that others will start to see the vision of what could be. I've said on this podcast for a long time that music carries a message in lyrics, and music is able to convey that message so much more powerfully than mere words. But the two go together for me. It's the same with animation. You can depict an idea through art and animation and convey a powerful message in the process. And as I mentioned earlier, animation reaches old and young, and therefore, so does the message. For me, the message has to be one of hope, of faith in things to come, and of good news. And that's a message that's worth conveying. So if you have any ideas, please feel free to get in touch with me via email, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. All the links will be posted in the show notes. Now that's it for this episode of the podcast. And as usual, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share if you enjoyed it. And check out other episodes, leave a comment, join the discussion. Until next time, keep pondering the great deep.